Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 16th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Although yesterday, due to our heavy schedule, we were unable to do so. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do. Today's message is titled, Hidden in My Heart, with the scripture text being Psalm 119:11.
Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
Our dog Roxy, who happens to be laying right here beside us as we prepare the message, enjoys playing a little game with Brooksine. I hold her back, then cover her eyes and ears, while Brooksine hides behind a car or a tree. After I know that Brooksine is well out of sight, I then holler, "Ready or not, here she comes," as if Brooksine needs that warning. Well, as though she's competing in a race, Roxy takes off, initially where she senses Brooksine was heading, which is usually the wrong place to look. Then she dashes to and fro with her nose sniffing the air, trying to pick up Brooksine's scent. She gets closer and closer until I then hear Brooksine gleefully holler out that she's been found. Roxy circles around her and acts like she hasn't seen her in days. She's usually quick to find Brooksine since she knows her scent and the common hiding places Brooksine usually uses.
Hide and seek is a fun game that most all of us grew up playing with our friends and siblings. But there is a very important spiritual exercise of hide and seek that isn't just a game. Rather, it's a survival tactic against the enemy of our souls.
I went to a meeting at Lancaster Bible College yesterday morning, and during lunch I visited with Mike Brickley and his wife. Mike's the president of Pocket Testament League and is speaking in a three-day series of messages in the chapel service. He had challenged the students on Tuesday to come to chapel the next morning, that would be Wednesday, prepared to share a memorized scripture verse they had hidden in their hearts. He was unsure of what kind of response he would get, but was so blessed when students, one after the other, shared with the college body a verse that was very personally meaningful in their walk with the Lord. Well, his story brought back a recollection of chapel services in our Bible college days over 30 years ago, and how formative these experiences were for our spiritual walk to this day.
Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible and is focused on the value and the power of God's Word. In fact, each of the 176 verses has some reference to the Word, using various synonyms such as commands, precepts, laws, decrees, promises, and so forth.
Well, let's look at today's text, particularly the first part. Your word have I hidden in my heart. This spiritual discipline is such a lacking element among so many today. The word is the sacred scriptures, and although we use our minds, we need to see that it reaches the heart and is hidden away. Then when we face temptation or discouragement, when we experience loss or need direction, when we want biblical role models, we seek out the pertinent scriptures we have hidden deep in our hearts.
Hiding God's Word begins with regular reading of the sacred text. Of preeminent importance is the text itself. This is a lifelong practice, for God's Word is an inexhaustible treasure of spiritual wisdom. Paul indicated this when he wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15, how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures. In the very next chapter, in his final written words, Paul asked Timothy to, quote, to bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments, end quote. D. Edmund Hibbert writes, quote, even as an old man facing certain death, the apostle has not lost his interest for study and mental pursuits. It presents a standing challenge to the minister to be an indefatigable student, especially of the Word of God, end quote.
Well, as Brooksine quotes D. Edmund Hibbert, I think you realize that indefatigable is not a word we often use, but we're merely quoting him.
Means untiring, endless.
Well, let me add, it's not just a challenge to the minister, but to all who follow Christ. Hiding God's Word surely includes the study of the sacred text. Well, there are many wonderful supplemental resources that we may find helpful and a blessing as we study the Bible, such as devotional booklets. We like the little booklet we have for years, Our Daily Bread. Well, there's study guides, there's the notes and study Bibles, there's commentaries and so forth. The serious Bible student must be very careful to use these tools only as a supplement, never a replacement. Each morning, as Brookstein and I pray over these daily encouragement messages, we pray that the various components would be a blessing. Our stories, like today's story on Roxy, our exposition, which we are doing right now, photos, personal reflections, and musical links. But you know what we do above all? We did it today. We pray that people would be gripped by the very words of Scripture itself. Above all else, we need to read the Scripture.
Hiding God's Word includes meditating on it after the example of David, who wrote in Psalm 1 concerning the blessed man. He wrote, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." In our understanding, meditation is taking a single verse or a small portion of Scripture and thoughtfully pondering and considering it, turning it around over and over in our minds. Jim Gambini, our former pastor, used the phrase masticating, which is a technical term meaning to chew, much like dairy cows and other ruminating animals chew their cud. Contented dairy cows can chew their cud 8 hours a day, totaling 30,000 chews daily. Now, if we could turn God's Word over and over in our minds throughout the day, I believe we'd have a lot more victory and joy in our lives, and it would certainly spill out to those around us, and we would just naturally memorize God's Word when we do this as well.
Well, this message is longer than usual. I guess we're making up for yesterday, but there's one more point today, and we didn't even get to the latter part of the text, that I might not sin against you. But the final point is, finally, we believe one of the vital ways we hide God's Word in our hearts, as Brookstein just stated at the end, is to memorize it. Well, that's hard for many, and frankly, for me, and I don't know about Brookstein, for as I get older, it gets harder. Maybe I'm a little bit lazier in mental disciplines. Well, we may also have different giftings in this regard. Some memorization comes easy, others it's very hard. But I challenge each listener today to at least memorize the Scripture that is your life's verse. Everybody ought to have a life verse, the single most informing verse to your life. Early in my pastoral ministry, I memorized many Scripture verses. Brookstein memorized entire chapters and, I believe, an entire book. Well, these are still hidden in our hearts to this day. Let me end today with my life verse and the final challenge in today's message. It's to you today that are listening to our word. It's from 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain."
Let's all pray together, and our prayer really is based upon several scriptures from Psalm 119. Father, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Amen.
Amen. It is entirely based upon Scripture verses, and I suppose a bit of a challenge would be for someone to go through that prayer. And Brookstein has already done so in preparing it. I saw her working on it, and find those direct verses from Psalm 119. There's so many more that would just make that prayer longer and be so meaningful. Well, thanks for joining us today. We realize we are longer than usual. We're going to go over 10 minutes. Got a few more moments to share with you. We have prepared this message for Thursday, October 16th, 2008. Our ministry is on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of photos up today. We have a beautiful photo that I took on Tuesday afternoon. We were out about, it happened to be my birthday on Tuesday, and we went to a farmer's market and we passed a beautiful pond scene that I have a photo up today. But we also have photos of some other events in our lives the last couple of days. Again, it is normally our intent to prepare these each weekday morning. Yesterday, due to that early meeting and being out till fairly late on Tuesday night, we just didn't get it done. And we are committed to preparing these messages fresh each morning, or at least the night before, and sending them in the morning. So thus, when we do get real busy, it just doesn't happen. Well, we have some music up today, as well as a bunch of links, several links that you may find meaningful to some of our activities, related to some of our activities the last couple of days, including areas we mentioned in the message. Thanks for joining us. Once again, let me quote that verse, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee."